As Tiger Bay Club members lunched on an orange-glazed chicken, Harmon discussed his thoughts on the recent deaths of officers Jeffrey Yaslowitz, Thomas Batinger, and David Crawford, and told them what he plans to do to make sure such tragedies don't occur again on his watch. Among suggested safety precautions was a consideration to allow officers to wear bulletproof vests over their uniforms, giving them the ability to only wear it during necessary circumstances. Doing so, he says, would get almost unanimous use of the potentially life-saving vests.
Like I said, if you're out there in August and you're trying to direct traffic at 3 in the afternoon at a scene of an accident, it may not be practical to wear that vest, an orange vest that covers it. You know, I think they're well-trained men and women. They probably need to be given a little latitude to make those decisions.
Once the question started, though, Harmon had to answer for some other controversial topics. Emily Warden asked him about whether the city still suffers from perceptions of employing racist and corrupt officers. In June, 39-year-old Anthony Foster, a veteran city cop, was taken into custody on charges of extortion after he allegedly used department resources to gain at least $8,000 worth of items from an informant. Harmon urged that corrupt actions such as that will not be tolerated by the agency.
No, I think that we've had over my tenure in the last 30 years, we've had individuals do some terrible things. But as an organization, we would not tolerate or condone those things. And basically, what I think she was referring to is, entire units or divisions going bad.
Warden recently spoke with a retired Atlanta City chief who discussed the difficulties of battling negative public perception. Her only hope is that negative perceptions are dealt with appropriately.
I don't have any particular opinion as far as thinking that St. Pete is not fair, but I think it's something that's important to make sure that it's being watched over and addressed.
Another topic not addressed by club members was recent policy to require St. Petersburg's homeless people to accept beds at shelters if they are available. If they refuse, people attempting to sleep on city streets face arrest. Though, Harmon explains, there have been no arrests as a result of the policy as of yet, due to extensive efforts to inform the city's homeless of the new policy.
The moral questions always come up. I mean, we make people wear helmets, or we make them wear seat belts. We do things for their own good sometimes. Lying in the street, for me, is not a good way to live. It's not addressing their mental health needs. It's not addressing their addictions. I think, whatever we can do to help them become more self-sufficient or get them to the point they can be the most self-sufficient they can be, it's a good thing. But I've walked by, there's urine smell, there's other things that people have to contend with, so what about their rights?
Maury Cohen is a retired social worker. He has extensive experience with homeless issues. He isn't sure forcing homeless to go to a shelter is the best thing for them, especially when so many have had negative experiences in them.
I think that there have been a lot of problems in shelters, and homeless people understand that, where there's been some violence and theft, etc. And they'd like to be on their own, as much as possible. Forcing people into that kind of a situation just doesn't make sense.
Retired St. Petersburg resident George Burke also had concerns as to whether or not forcibly requiring homeless to go to a shelter is the right thing to do.
The city's fathers don't want homeless people on our streets, and that's the way they've solved it. Whether that's right or wrong, I don't really know yet.
Harmon also made mention of a collaboration with the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, the agency that runs the Pinellas Safe Harbor facility. He did not go into specifics, but he did mention to Deputy Sheriff Bob Gualtieri that he would not give the press conference today. He didn't say when a press conference would occur or what it would regard. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in St. Petersburg.